This is Landon.
This is Zach.
This is Jack. And this is
Casual Sports Talk. All right, so today we're going to be talking about Patrick Mahomes and his huge deal with the Kansas City Chiefs. We're going to be talking about the Ivy League. We're going to talk about the Redskins and more. And we're also going to add a four-minute timer to limit the topics so that we don't go overboard on any of the topics like we have in previous videos. So let's get into it. All right, so Patrick Mahomes got a $503 million deal worth 10 years. That's a pretty big contract on both sides of it. Do you guys think he's worth that big of a contract? Is he going to prove to him that he's going to be worth it?
So here's the thing. So he won one Super Bowl. We don't know if he can win multiple Super Bowls yet. We still don't know that because there's a lot of good teams in their division and contending just in the regular NFL. But I also don't know if he can last for 10 years without multiple injuries and not playing. So it's like they have a really big risk. That, like, 10%, like, it's, like, 10% is that it's going to come out the best. But if you get the rest of the 90% is injuries, they don't make the playoffs, they don't make the Super Bowl, maybe he'll get too old. So, at the same time, Patrick Mahomes is great. He's the best QB in the NFL, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But I don't know if he can continue for 10 years. I could see maybe like 8 or 7 or 6, 5, but I don't know about 10 years. So, I mean, it's good money, but maybe too much money, but, you know.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
we'll see
he's only had 3 years of experience. His rookie year didn't play much. Second year, he won MVP, and third year, he won Super Bowl MVP, and they won the Super Bowl. And not many quarterbacks in the history of the NFL have done that. And so, I mean, he's on the right track to becoming one of the greatest. The Chiefs are on a good track to becoming a dynasty. But, again, the injuries are very – there's a high possibility of getting an injury. And, you know, he just could have a bad season 1 year. I mean, he's very good. He just could just not do good a season. And I'm not saying he's not going to do good, but he's not going to do as good as he's happening. And the Chiefs, what if they lose players? Like, he's not their whole team. He is their quarterback. He's their leader. He's their best player, but he's not their whole team. They also have good wide receivers like Tyreek Hill and Sammy Watkins. And they also have good running backs. They have good defense. They have all these aspects, and if they lose them, then all you have is Patrick Mahomes, which is a lot. Patrick Mahomes is a lot, but he might not do good if they lose aspects, which they probably will.
Yeah, and but you gotta think about it. The contract, it's not like as far as the guaranteed money of it. If he gets injured, they don't. I mean. He's only getting, I think, maybe $150 million guaranteed. So if he gets injured, then they can adjust the contract, and it's set up really good for the Chiefs. But for Patrick Mahomes, I mean, if you're asking is it a good contract for the Chiefs, I'd say yes. If I say it's good for Patrick Mahomes, I'd say no, because he's stuck there for 10 years, you know. What if something happens to the Chiefs and they have to get something happens to whoever, they got to get a new owner and the new owner is terrible or mm-hmm. Andy Reid retires. I mean, 10 years is a long time, but for the Chiefs, they have security at the quarterback position for sure.
Mm-hmm.
You see, what I don't understand, they're spending all this money on this dude, like Landon said. There's Travis. Okay. There's Travis Kelce. There's, you know, there's Sammy Watkins. There's so many other good players. Their offensive line is great, too. They're not going to spend money on that. You see, if I were a teammate, I'd be okay with it. But what are they going to spend on me if I were a teammate? Mm-hmm. That's what I'd be thinking about Travis Kelce. What if he thinks, well, what's going to happen to me? Mm-hmm. Like, you can't just think about Patrick Mahomes. The Chiefs, like, that's a perfect main source. But you got to have players that revolve around Patrick Mahomes. And those kind of players.
Yeah,
it's good
but
chemistry.
I think they know that the Chiefs trust Patrick Mahomes. So they're not going to, you know, sit there crying because they're not giving them much money, because they all know that he's their leader, he's their quarterback, and he can just, if he has a good team, like a good line and all that, there's no stopping him, except if injury.
Well, see, here's the thing, though.
Okay.
It's not about trust. It's about if he gets injured, which he can't control that. Only the defense can. Or he can't control it. And plus, everyone has a bad season. I mean,
no,
we've seen great athletes
have that season. The contract is structured so if he gets injured, they don't have to pay him $40 million. It's not all guaranteed.
I know, it's not $40 guaranteed. But what about the players? It's not just about him. What about the team? They're not going to go to the player. Like we saw when he got injured this season. They didn't do too great. I mean, their backup was okay, but they weren't as good. So he's going to get injured. It's like Aaron Rodgers. He's going to get injured. But we don't know if he can pop back up.
That's a good point. All right, next topic. We're going to be talking about the Redskins, how they want to change their name because the Redskins, people say they come out as offensive toward people. Do you guys think that's the right move for them to change their name, or do they think they should?
I think it is. But you know, here's the thing though: if they're gonna change their name, the Cleveland Indians gotta change their name. Then what other teams? There is other teams that just have they gotta change their name. But at the same time, I'm not gonna go. Yeah, I think this will be a movement for other teams too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I think for sure they should have changed their name a long time ago. But Dan Snyder said, oh, well, that would be ruining our tradition. What tradition does the Washington Redskins have? Never winning a playoff game in the last 15 years? They don't have a tradition.
Okay.
Oof. Jack, drop the mic.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, well, that was a short topic, but, okay.
You can't say much about it.
You can't say much about it.
Can't
yeah.
Talk about it.
They got, I mean, they've got to change the name. I mean, they got to change it. I don't know what else to say.
Yeah.
There's no tradition in that organization. I mean, I know they've won 3 Super Bowls, but in the late 80s and early 90s, but
tradition
was a long time ago. Now your tradition is having a bad name and losing for never winning a playoff game in the last 15 years.
You see, I have 2 things. I've never seen Washington Redskins become a great franchise, ever. Ever.
Even when they won the Super Bowl?
No, they've won Super Bowls, though. But there's a lot of
teams. Yeah, in the 80s and 90s, but not now.
I can see them as being one of the worst franchises that have won a Super Bowl. And another thing is that this is going to be disrespectful to Washington, D.C. How do you think they feel about all this?
Yeah.
Like, their name? Like, that's the capital team right there.
Yeah.
Just change it to the same.
Well,
maybe you could just keep it as a hockey team like the Washington Capitals.
They can't change it to the hockey team.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm not being literal here. I'm saying you should make the team patriotic because they're our capital.